This is the Mutual Audio Drama Network. The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
This episode was originally released April 15, 2007. Any contest information you hear is null and void. It ended long ago.
Brad's in the battery. Brad's in the battery hole. Brad's in the battery, episode 49. Hi, everybody. This is Brad Motworth, and welcome to Brad's in the Battery. As you know, Mr. Bell met his demise recently. Let's have a moment of silence for him. That'll do. Now, on today's show, I've got all sorts of guests, hilarious comedy skits, and, of course, a few messages from our various sponsors. Hello?
Oh, hi, Brad.
Miss Mackelheimer, you're back.
Yes, we're back from Disneyland.
Miss Mackelheimer and Arnie tried to go find Mr. Bell at Disneyland, but obviously to no avail, because Mr. Bell is dead.
Hi, Brad.
Oh, hi, Arnie.
Did Miss Mackelheimer come through here?
Yeah, I went through there.
Okay, see you later, Brad.
As I was saying, Mr. Bell met his untimely demise recently, and...
Hello!
Oh, is that little girl that sells the kitty camper cookies? Oh, little girl.
Come on, buy some more cookies.
No, I don't want to buy any cookies.
Did you see?
They went through there. As I was saying, Mr. Bell is dead. I mean, it's very sad that he's dead, but...
Hi, Brad.
Oh, for crying out.
Which way did everybody?
That way.
Okay, I'll just go through here then.
Fine.
I'm sorry to bother.
Just go.
I'm on my way, thank
All
you.
Right.
Okay.
Trying to run a show, trying to tell everybody how Mr. Bell died, and Mr. Bell comes walking through. Something's not right here. Can't put my finger on it, but something's just not right. We'll find out what it is right after this.
Ladies, when the stresses of the day get you down, settle into a nice hot bath. Open a bottle of champagne. Take a sip. Isn't it wonderful the way the tiny bubbles tickle your nose? Now, pour it over your head. The tiny bubbles tickle your hair and turn into a rich, thick lather. This is no ordinary champagne. This is Shampoo-pain. The delicious beverage that relaxes your body and puts body into your hair. Why settle for ordinary shampoo? It tastes terrible. Instead, for those special moments, enjoy Shampoo-pain. Especially for those times in the big tub or shower when you're not alone. Toast each other, douse each other, give each other's scalp a vigorous cleansing rub. Rinse, repeat. Your hair will have an intoxicating shine. Pick up some Shampoo-pain. Available wherever finer vintage champagnes are sold. And at Rite Aid.
Welcome back to Brad's in the Battery. And now it's time for our first hilarious sketch. Who is that lady I saw you with last night? That was no lady that...
Brad, Ms. Schmackelheimer told me that you thought I was dead, and now I hear commercials on the podcast. Am I suddenly hearing these commercials because now that you have no one else to split the commercial money with and you get it all yourself, you're selling more commercials?
Mr. Bell, you're dead.
No, Brad, I'm not.
No, you're dead, and yet you're standing right before me.
Yes, Brad.
There can only be one conclusion.
Yes, Brad.
Mr. Bell, you're a...
Yes, Brad.
You're a zombie.
Yes, I'm alive. A what?
Away from me, you undead spawn of the underworld!
Brad, I'm not a zombie, it's me!
No, your zombie mind tricks will not work on me! You're not getting my brain for lunch, no, sir!
That'd be more like a snack, Brad. Listen, I'm not a zombie and I can prove it. Let me go get Ms. Schmackelheimer.
No,
she can tell you the whole story
of how... No, you are a zombie, and there's only one thing I can do at a time like this!
What's that, Brad?
We'll be back after this word from our alternate sponsor.
It's finally happened! Local psychiatrists have joined together to give you not only the best in psychiatric care, but in shopping convenience too. Yes, introducing Psychiatrists Mall, where you can find mental health and outstanding bargains at the same time. Ladies, looking for that perfect negligee? Come to Freudian Slips. But be careful, sometimes things just pop out when you least expect it. How about a lovable pet to rid yourself of stress? Check out Pavlov's Dogs. Animals so cute, your mouth will water. You say your car has stopped running? Then relax while the mechanics at Nervous Breakdown look under your car's hood while your psychiatrist looks under yours. And finally, look at all the beautiful hand-woven luggage at The Basket Case. Get inside our mall, and we'll get inside your head.
Brad, I'm not a zombie.
He's not a zombie.
He's a zombie. He's a zombie, I tell you.
I'm not a zombie. Help me, Ms. Schmackelheimer.
He's not a zombie. Because if he were a zombie, he would be mindless. He'd have a blank expression on his face. And he would just be sort of mumbling to himself. And he'd just be sort of shuffling. And wait, that sort of describes him.
You're not helping, Ms. Schmackelheimer.
I told you he was a zombie.
No, really, he's not a zombie. Because then he'd have huge chunks of flesh hanging off of his face.
Yes, look at his face. Chunks are hanging off.
He did get sort of sunburned. So he's got that little peeling thing going on. But no, really, trust me, he's not a zombie.
I'm not a zombie.
You're a zombie. Somebody call the police. Somebody call the fire department.
Okay.
Oh, you're going to get yours, Mr. Zombie. You're going to get yours. And not only are you going to get yours, but the folks at home are going to get theirs, because we'll be back right after this.
You're playing another...
Hi, I'm Billy.
And he's Barney.
And we're inviting you to Billy and Barney's Booze Hound Bar.
Arf, arf.
Where we never treat you.
Ruff, ruff.
And we always raise the...
Roof, roof.
And there's always something special happening every night. Right, Billy?
I'm Barney.
You said it. Tuesday is ladies' night, and all ladies are half price, and we got plenty of ladies in stock for you to choose from. And if we run out, we know a few guys will be happy to fill in.
Murphy.
Wednesday night is drink till you fall down night. The last person standing gets to pay the bar tab.
Plus tips.
Thursday is topless night. Whoa. Yes, every Thursday, our one and only waitress,
Roxanne,
doffs her tea for thee. Then we all gather around to read her tattoos. On the left,
honk if you love silicone.
And on the right,
if you can read this, you're too dang close.
And Friday is free for all night, where the first 10 minutes, the drinks are free.
Every 10 minutes after that, we jack up the price $2.
By 10 p.m., you're paying $34 a glass.
But you won't care.
So come by Billy and Barney's Booze Hound Bar.
Look for the neon basset.
We're right next to Frogger's Deli.
Out on the highway.
I'm Barney.
And he's Billy.
Saying thanks for getting tanked with us.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Let me get this straight. You call the police and the fire department to handle a zombie.
That's him. That's him. That's the zombie right there.
Look, officer, I'm not a zombie.
He's not a zombie.
I can prove if he's a zombie or not.
All right, let's let Arnie prove that I'm not a zombie.
Wait a minute. Who's that guy?
That's Arnie Kunchpride, resident genius.
And her?
Ms. Schmackelheimer, executive assistant.
And you?
He's the zombie.
I'm the zombie.
You're a zombie?
I'm not a zombie.
He said he was a zombie.
I can prove if he's a zombie.
All right, zombie. Arnie, whoever you are, how would you prove this?
I have invented the Zombulator. It detects zombies.
You just threw this together now?
Well, no, I invented this long ago.
Why?
Well, you never know. There might be a zombie infestation. Uh-huh. You have to know it's a zombie who's not a zombie. Don't want to be shooting people in the head. There's right. Zombies. You make a big mistake. Oh, sorry.
Arnie.
I didn't realize you were a zombie.
Arnie,
so Arnie.
Arnie, okay. Turn on your zombulator and prove that I'm not a zombie.
Okay. Let me turn it on here. Let it warm up for a second.
Who are you, weirdos?
Welcome to my world.
Okay, it's working. Let me see. I pointed at Mr. Policeman. See, no response.
Right.
I pointed at your friend. See, no response.
Right.
I pointed to Ms. Schmackelheimer. See, no response.
Right.
I pointed to Mr. Bell,
mm-hmm.
And he's a zombie.
See, you're... What?
The zombie later is saying there's a zombie in the area, and I'm pointing at Mr. Bell.
Arnie, you've known me for years. You know
Mr.
I'm...
Mr. Bell, you're a zombie.
I knew it. I knew it.
Wait a minute. Move over, Mr. Bell.
Okay.
Oh, it's not you at all.
Huh?
It's behind you.
Uh-huh.
You see that crowd of people over there?
Uh-huh.
Yep, definitely zombies, every one of them.
That mob over there is all zombies?
Homicidal, blood-sucking, brain-eating zombies. This is great.
Why is this great, Arnie?
It means my zombie leader worked.
Oh, well, now look, there's real zombies here. Now look what you've done.
Need some reinforcements.
Wow, bunch of them. We'll be back right after this word.
Some ladies like to use just a little perfume.
Say, what's that delightful, subtle fragrance gently wafting in the breeze?
That's my perfume.
Some ladies like to use just a little more perfume.
Hi.
Oh, phew, open a window.
Okay.
Then there are the ladies who really know how to wear perfume.
Hi.
Oh, ow, there goes the wallpaper. Set up the fire alarm.
Put out that match!
For those ladies, there's parfum in a drum. 50 gallons of high-octane perfume with handy-spray nozzle. And if you order a week's supply along with a dozen drums, you get a free basting brush. So don't wait to stand out in a crowd.
Hand me that chainsaw, Virgil, so I can get through this vapor trail here.
Parfum in a drum. So he can even find you in the dark from a mile away. For your convenience, environmental impact statements are included with every order.
everybody. Welcome back to this exclusive Brad's in the Bad Free Zombie Attack.
Brad, this is no time to take advantage of a situation. These zombies are coming after us. We got to figure out how to kill them.
Technically, Mr. Bell, they're already dead. You see, they're the undead. They walk the earth. And
how do you kill zombies? Do you just whack them up the side of the head with a 2x4 with a nail? Ooh, with a nail embedded in it. Yeah. I think I have some 2x4s in the trunk of my car. I'll be right back.
Fine. Bye. You do that. Officer, what do you think we ought to do here?
Anybody who knows how to handle a firearm, grab one and start shooting.
Oh, boy. Oh, great. Now you're dropping body parts all over the carpet. I just had this carpet cleaned.
You did this, Mr. Bell. As a zombie, you summon the other zombies. Oh, if only we had an expert on dead things here.
Bradley!
What? Who's that? You talking to me?
Yes, you! I'm talking to you!
But you're Aunt Harriet. You died back in episode 24.
Stop with the bug eyes and staring with your mouth open. It's not. And it indicates a low IQ, don't you know? John Bell is not a zombie.
But
if he were dead, he'd know it.
Well, I guess.
He couldn't put anything past me.
Well, I...
Never could, never will.
What about the zombies?
The living dead are everywhere, Bradley.
But I'm not sure I believe in...
Whoa.
Oh, stop it, stop it. No, stop. Oh, stop.
But John isn't one of them. Not yet, anyway.
Oh.
He may look like he's dead. I know he often smells like he's a dead man.
Hey.
John Bell is alive.
Oh, Mr. Bell, did you know that Aunt Harriet...
Yes, is a ghost. Boy, do I know that.
I guess you are alive. If you can't trust a ghost, who can you trust?
Right.
The zombies are still coming. Pour it on them.
How could this possibly get even more bizarre than this?
This is Scope Cooper.
I had to ask.
There appears to be a lot of strange people. They look dead.
They are dead. They're zombies.
Zombies.
Brains.
You need brains. What happened to yours?
Stop that! No! Leave that alone! Get out! Everybody out! Out, out, out! Where's my 2x4? I'm gonna smack someone upside the head! Oh, look! When you smack them upside their heads go rolling across the floor! Get out! Everybody out now! Bye-bye!
Mr. Bell! Look! They're the zombies!
I know we're surrounded by zombies!
Yeah, I know they're those zombies, but I mean these zombies! Look!
Boom! It's the time of the season!
Hate OD.
They just keep coming and coming. There's no hope. I'm afraid there's nothing we can do.
There's one thing we can do.
What is it, Brad? What can we do?
We can be back after this.
Do you have a zombie infestation? Those pesky zombies get everywhere, shuffling around, dropping body parts, and eating brains. They're just one big pest problem. But luckily, you can get rid of them with new Zombie Gone. Yes, Zombie Gone in the convenient aerosol can. Just spray it around wherever you see zombies, and before someone can say,
brains,
these zombies fall down dead. Again, I mean really dead this time. The not getting up kind of dead. Stop zombies in their tracks with Zombie Gone. And be sure to keep extra cans on hand to spray around graveyards, swamps, and corporate boardrooms, wherever zombies tend to gather. For your 10-can pack of Zombie Gone for just $39.99 a month for 3 years, have your credit card ready and call 800-ZOMBIE-GONE. That's 800-555-5555. Zombie Gone, from the makers of Werewolf in Asia and Vampire Vamoose. Order yours today.
Hey, this stuff really works.
The day is just progressing really well.
Jason, good boy. Yeah.
What did you? I'm glad my client gave me free samples.
You know, it's kind of an amazing coincidence that right after this sponsor ran some spots about how to kill zombies, that there's a zombie attack.
Yeah, coincidence.
Okay, that's it. All the zombies are dead. None of them are moving now. All that's left is to mop up. Here are your mops.
Bye-bye now.
Well, I guess this wraps up this episode of...
Brad's in the Belfry!
Bells in the Badfry.
That's right, whatever.
Not quite, Mr. Bell!
Are there more zombies?
Are there more commercials?
No, this is an announcement that the What Does Zombie Look Like contest is ready to end. Everybody needs to go to thebadfree.com and vote on their favorite picture so I can put it on my MySpace.com place.
So you're saying that... We're ready to choose a winner in the What Does Arnie Look Like contest.
I just said that, Mr. Bell.
Yes, I know you said that. And just in case
they don't understand.
Well, there's no reason they can't
understand. They can understand every single
Anyway, they should go to...
TheBadFree.com!
Yes, TheBadFree.com.
I just said that!
I'm just repeating it for emphasis.
Emphasis, Memphisis.
Yes, go to TheBadFree.com and vote for your favorite picture.
I really want something from the side of it. I don't understand what I'm seeing on the side because I'm very ugly.
That's my dead hymen.
Not anymore.
And now, Mutual of Ohm, providing spiritual insurance for your past, your present, and your future since 500 BC, proudly presents Wrinkly's Believe It or Forget About It, bringing you strange but true tales and oddities from all over this wide world. And here is your host, Mr. Robert Wrinkly.
Hello, I'm Robert Wrinkly. Next, do you believe in ghosts? Most people don't, but they'd change their minds quickly if they spent a night in the Haunted Hotel. That's the famous nickname of the Waldorf Anstoriger Hotel, located in the historic city of Sandusky, Ohio. Built in 1890 on the site of a street battle between local candy makers, union rabble-rousers, and city police, the hotel has long been touted as haunted by the ghosts of the men killed there that fateful day. Guests who stay in room 305, for example, often complain about being awakened in the wee small hours by the sound of someone noisily chewing taffy. Across the hall in room 302, guests have reported that their sleep was disturbed by the incessant popping of bubble gum. And diners in the hotel restaurant have had entire tables upset by the unseen spirits of union agitators, climbing up to give long-winded speeches. The hotel is still open for business and does a booming trade during the month of October. Believe it or forget about it.
You've been listening to a special feature of Pulp Pourri Theater, Wrinkly's Believe It or Forget About It. Brought to you by Mutual of Ohm, providing spiritual insurance for your past, your present, and your future since 500 BC. This is Gramercy Noun speaking. We return you now to our regularly scheduled program.